It's worth me recapping, if anyone is joining us right now, what is going on and what you're looking at. Live pictures in Colombo. It's just past 1 p.m. in Sri Lanka. On the day that President Rajapaksa was expected to formally resign, overnight we learned he'd fled to the Maldives, which is, of course, the island chain neighbouring Sri Lanka. He went on a military jet and he hasn't been heard from since. He had pledged to stand down today, Wednesday, after these mass protests that we've been seeing for weeks, for months now in Sri Lanka. But now we're hearing in the last sort of half an hour or so that the Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, has now been appointed acting president, something many of the protests are clearly very, very angry about. Let's return to Steph Vassan, who is in Colombo. Clearly, protesters have lost their patience.
Absolutely, and we saw some really dramatic scenes here in the last couple of minutes. There was a lot of tear gas fired at protesters, and we've seen people like drenched in tear gas trying to clean themselves up. Really dramatic scenes, people lying on the pavement, completely confused about what was going on. They've really been trying to chase the protesters out with a lot of tear gas just in the last couple of minutes. There's an ambulance now coming in. There are probably people injured as well. It was a huge attack of tear gas. We saw the smoke really billowing on top of the Prime Minister's office. That's where the thousands of people here are gathering, even with the gas masks there here. But many of them, I saw young women, I saw young women, I saw families, I saw older people. They're all joining in this protest, and they have been really seriously hit by these tear gas attacks by police. Police is trying to chase them away from the Prime Minister's office. They've been here since this morning, a couple of hours already, demanding his resignation. But as we know now, he is now officially the acting president. I spoke to leaders of the protest movement earlier this morning. They said, we don't want him to be in the president's office, not even for a single minute. That's what they said. Because the acting president could, of course, hand over next week to a chosen president, chosen by parliament. But they say we don't want him to be even an acting president, not even for a single minute. Well, that's what's happening now. So they're really trying to make sure that he leaves office. There's an ambulance here picking up some of the people who have been injured. People were really running out. They were drenched in water and they were really sprayed seriously with tear gas. So that's the situation here at the Prime Minister's office. It seems police is quite serious now of removing these protesters using violence.
When we were talking a little earlier, you referred to the military who have been involved in the violence in the sense that they've been firing volleys of tear gas on the crowd and so on, which has angered people. And then you mentioned that you saw many of the military leaving the scene or leaving the Prime Minister's office. Have you got a better understanding of what happened there? Are they still out of the picture? Is the situation calming down as a result of that?
No, it's not calming down. That was what the people here initially thought. That's why they all moved towards the Prime Minister's office until there was this tear gas used by security forces. From my position, I can't see exactly who's firing tear gas at the moment. But what I saw was that a group of military soldiers, around 10 of them, were leaving this area and they were smiling and they were pushed away by protesters. It hasn't changed anything on the ground as far as I can see. What we are also hearing are reports that protesters have taken over the state television premises and that they are actually airing at the moment from there. But we can't confirm that independently at the moment because the situation is very fluid. A lot of things happening every minute here now. Sorry. So that's the latest here from the Prime Minister's office.
So it's just worth me recapping some of the events of the last half an hour or so. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has now been appointed to be acting president. The incumbent Gotabaya Rajapaksa now overseas. We believe in the Maldives, possibly heading to another third destination. This is according to the parliamentary speaker. We got that news in the last sort of hour or so. One of the reasons why protesters are so frustrated, so angry, and we've seen sort of the violence escalate, if you like, because essentially they've just they feel that nobody is listening to their demands. What they wanted was the Rajapaksas out of the country. They managed to achieve that. But now they're hearing that the Sri Lankan Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, again, not a popular man, clearly, with the protesters, has now been appointed acting president, and they don't want him either. Steph, I think you're still there. Tell us a bit more about Ranil Wickremesinghe, because I believe you've been talking to some protesters. Clearly not a popular man.
No, not a popular man at all among the protesters, because they say he is involved. He has been supporting the Rajapaksa family. He's been involved in all their misdeeds and mismanagement that has been happening in the last couple of months and also years. He's been in government before. He's also known to have ambitions to become the president, very strong ambitions, I was told. But they say he is part of the gang. He's part of this family clan, although he's not a direct relative. So they want him to leave as well. They say if he stays here and he becomes the next president, nothing has changed. And all our protests have been in vain. So they really think that this is now the moment for the people in Sri Lanka, all these people here, the thousands that have come on to the streets. And I'm seeing people from all walks of life, from all religions, all kinds of backgrounds. They're gathered here now, and they want a real change. They want the people's demands to be listened to. They want corruption to be abolished. They want a fairer share of the wealth. They want this crisis to be addressed immediately. They want to make sure that people have enough fuel and they have enough food. And they also want debts to be cancelled. A lot of farmers are now in debt because that decision, this very disastrous decision, so to say, from the president to ban imports of chemical fertilizer to go organic overnight. Well, a lot of farmers really lost a lot of income because of that, and they have huge debt. So that's the situation. That's why they're here to demand real change. They want the People's Council. They want the people to be involved in the decisions to be made over the next coming hours, next coming days. They don't want just Parliament to dictate what's going to be the future of Sri Lanka. That's the main reason that they're all here, and they're actually risking a lot. They have faced this attack by tear gas, by security forces, and they are, I mean, several ambulances have been going past already, taking people to hospital. So the situation is quite tense and has escalated significantly in the last couple of hours.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now with Steph.